This is in the ash, was found in the cloud. In the cloud was the presence of God. The Shekinah was the presence of God. Till the end, we have seen also in the ministry of Brother Branham, and we know it. Then in 320,
guardali per la sua presenza e ubbidisci alla sua voce e non in ritardo, perciò egli non vi perdonerà i vostri misfatti, perciò c'è che il mio nome sia in lui.
Amen.
E tu, se tu ubbidisci alla sua voce, eccetera eccetera. Quindi vediamo come
we see how the same God, another office. Was in Christ, the same God was in the cloud of fire. The same God was made flesh, and he came in our midst, and man, they trap him. And you can see he is talking in Matthew 12. He is talking about the Holy Spirit. We seen it already last time. We seen it already last time that the Lord cannot forgive if you sin against the Holy Spirit. The action of God in the man. So the Spirit of God through the minister that God has ordained. In that case, if you sin against it, there is no forgiveness of sin. You see? Then we can go forward. But not 343, but the same one that flesh became in the pillar of fire. Here we find Paul meeting him on the road down to Damascus, the same pillar of fire. We find Peter meeting him in the jail, the same pillar of fire. Certainly, we see him today among us, the same pillar of fire. And this one, we talked already about it last time. We seen how the presence of God must be in the presence of church. It must be in the midst of people of God for God to confirm continuously his word and to increase the blessing in heart and also the changement of heart and action of God. And the same pillar of fire, Brother Branham, as the same pillar of fire Moses met in the days of Brother Branham, have it. The fear of God. And when you come in next to him, you know you are doing, you are. You must have the fear of God. But the perfection has come to a place that the middle person. Now, if there's happened to be Jewish here or somebody that understands the whole Testament, prove it. Let me show you. I haven't got Old Testament with me right now. This is the New Testament. But in the offering of the shewbread that was laying on the costal plate in the Jewish sacrifice at the cleansing of the tabernacle, ask any Jewish. On those three pieces of bread, the meat pieces were broken. That was Christ. The middle piece was broken. Christ in the between. Show that here he had to be breaking somewhere for redemption. And that piece was considered redemption on the kosher bread. And that one we can find in 1 Corinthians 16. Yeah, we see that when we're doing the Last Supper, the bread, the full bread, and the breaking part in the middle was Christ. You see? And here is him tonight. When we take the communion, we break the kosher bread. For it's the body of Christ. And it was broken at Calvary to be a propitiation for our sins. That to his righteousness we might become his righteousness. Because he became our sin, that we might become his righteousness. Brother, that is purely grace, absolutely. There is no way, any other way, you could justify. Now, this Melchizedek, this great person that was met on this road, he paid Abraham the tithe to him. How great man he must have been. Now, notice quickly. Who is made not after the law of carnal commandment. Now see the legalist law. The law said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. Jesus turned right back around, said, it say of them the whole time, thou shalt not kill, but I say you, who is ever angry with his brother without a cow, because has killed already. It said of them all time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already within his heart with her. There you are. That's how to teach women how to dress what's right. You dress wrong and cause the men to look at you in the wrong way. You are guilty of committing adultery. Just the same way as you went through the act. Jesus said so. You see, I wanted to, and if you can notice one thing here, in the last past six churches, ages, there never been a totally teaching as we have found in this message. There never been detail. Message to give to the church the right direction. Luther taught about justification, but still they were making baptism to kids, to children, but there was not that fully complete light in the Word of God. You know why I'm saying that? Because if I stand in the law, all the old teaching, they were based upon the law. For this reason, today we can hear also from Christians, if you help yourself, then God will help you. That is the legalist word. It doesn't have anything to do with the grace of God. That is coming from the churches of the old churches, teaching from of the old churches. There are a lot other things. The legalist law. If a woman commit adultery, so he has to go so and so. But Jesus said, I'm telling you, if you just look at him, the things getting deeper. Is more complete, is a definite thing. And we see after that Brother Branham has explained all these things, we know and we must live accordingly, because now we know how it is. If we don't do it, we'll be living under the law. We can read in the book of 1 John, we read some scriptures. 1 John 3:20. See this word how is important and see what it says. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Here there are legalist people, they're saying, is my heart is not condemning me? We have to see what God is thinking about. Because God really knows your heart. You might say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine, I see the things in the right way. But you have to think what God is opinion about it. If our heart condemns us not, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then every confidence toward God. If I'm looking at a woman, God knows if I'm committing lust. God knows it. You see? It's something deeper. It's something complete. Because more than this, you cannot go. Beyond this, you cannot go. Or you look or you don't look. There is no a middle way. And now we read another scripture in 1 Kings. In 1 Kings chapter 8, there are words, there are keywords that I'd like you to see. There are a lot of words. First King 8:39, and here is talking about. You know how Solomon has dedicated the temple, consecrated the temple. If someone is praying, just turning toward the temple, God is going to exhaust his prayer. And then here is talking about exhausting the prayer. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according his way, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only knowest his heart. Have you understood this scripture? For thou, even thou only knowest the earth of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the hand which thou givest unto our Father. God is going to give us according to what he has seen inside us. For this reason, we're talking about this last judgment, like the judgment of the church. God is going to tell us if you did good or you did wrong. So you don't want to be shameful or having shame. Because the final part is going to show what you have done. I'm telling that for you to show that our heart must be open. He's the one who created us. He's the one who made us. He knew and he knows exactly what is inside. He's the creator. My mother and my father, they formed me, but God has created me. You understand? Mom and dad, they form us, but God create. So he knows exactly. There's another passage in Luke. Hallelujah. Luke 16:35. No. Luke 15.
No, 16, 14, 15.
So Luke 15, from Luke 16 from 14. Now 15. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify ourselves before men, but God know your heart. You see? For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God,
etc.
Then he's going to talk about the law and the prophet. Here he's saying that God knoweth your heart. You can't justify yourself before men. You can have like a nice appearance or a nice face before men, but before God you cannot justify yourself. For this reason, there must be this sincerity or this clearness before God. And when you are regenerated, and a regenerated man or woman that believes that God is looking at him, and then you cannot hide yourself. That is important. And here he's saying, for this reason, here he's telling about if you just look at a woman, you commit adultery. Now, the paragraph 349. And you people, with this so-blade temper that's always pounding off in the mouth of somebody, can't put it up, and things like that. Be careful. You are guilty if you speak a word against your brother. That's not right. Not just go around and tear down him. You don't have to stick a knife in a man's back to kill him.
Hallelujah.
You can break his character and kill him, kill his influence.
Speak
against your pastor here, say something bad about him, you just might as well as shot him, thought something that wasn't right about him, well, it kills his influence with the people and things like that, and you are guilty of it. What Jesus said, you see how it's important, as in book of Matthew 5:22, we read it. Did we read it? Let's go in Matthew 5:25. Let's read in Matthew 5:22. Yeah, it's the sermon in the mountain from verse 21. You have heard that is was said by them all time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother Raka shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of fire God. You see how the Lord is going deeper and deeper because he knows the heart. For this reason, I'm saying the teaching that God has given us at this end time is important. Why is it important? Because it was sown to prepare the bride. It was sowed for each soul, church or bride, must be prepared, must be purificated, must be under the divine protection. And with the teaching, walking through teaching and teaching without looking at right or left, as we can read also in the book of Acts, chapter 3, 19 to 21, before the Lord cometh, everything must be restored. The teaching was given to us for us to go deeper and to walk people with this temper, like they attacking other people. For this reason, here we can talk about character. Our character must be submitted to the word of God. As Peter,
temperamento che lui aveva,
the temper that Peter has, it was submitted to Christ. Till he did not receive yet the Holy Spirit, he was still walking, he was a weak man walking on his way. But when God changed him, and he could say also to Paul, you have not to search or to seek to put Jewish or Gentiles in the right way. The Holy Spirit in Peter, he dumped him. The Holy Spirit like submitted him. And also Paul, he was another a furious man. If there was not that cloud of fire or pillar of fire, he would have been the same man. There must be something that break you, and there's time we must be broken, and also the old nature must go through this process. Sometimes the whole nature want to do something, but then there must be something that's saying, stop, what are you going, what are you doing? And then it stops, it goes back, and you come under the authority and the control of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you there? I believe this is important. I believe each one of us must reach the perfect stature of the man. Now listen here, what Paul was trying to get to hear. I love this whole Bible. It strengthens your heart. Look, just look here. Now as we read the fourth, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Jew way. I believe I have another verse here I was going to read. No, down here at the 16. Who is made not after the law of carnal commandment. That's legal, you see? Oh, brother. I shouldn't. I know, but I... That is not it. It's love that does it. How we went through it. I said, if I say to my about my wife, oh well, I'd like to have two wives. I'd like to run around with this one and do this one here. But if I do, my life will divorce with me, and my kids will be in my ministry will be lost. You dirty, rotten hypocrite. That's right. Here, Brother Brian was not going slightly or lightly. You have to walk according to justice. If you want to do something, you must have fear. When you are doing something, you are not doing something because you are scared or you are afraid because you know something, a consequence will arrive, that means you are not right. Something is wrong. I'm not talking just here, but to other people of God. Here we say in Italian, in French we say, we give the appearance lies. God has to grant grace for us to discern. Here is Romans 13, verse 10. Sorry that I'm stopping on these scriptures, but I believe that we need to clarify them. Romans 13, verse 10.
La carità, ce l'avete tutti?
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Pay attention. Therefore, love is fulfilling all of the law. Are you there? If you are under the law, you are legalist. If you are under the law, you are complete or totally legalist. What Jesus Christ in person has done, he accomplished the law through love, through grace. Where sins are abandoned, also grace abandoned. Because the law was a legalist. It was necessary, this thing. You have to do this, you have to behave like this. This thing is carnal, is human. The fulfilling of the law is love. Hallelujah. I believe it's a blessing for each one of us. I don't know how to say
it.
The law, if you are going 52 km per hour, is written 50. Is written 50, you are going to 52.
Okay,
it's alright. Depend how it is, the situation. By the law, you must respect it. If you attach yourself to this to condemn me, you are condemning yourself. I'm not justifying it. If I'm walking more like without even realizing, I don't see where I'm committing sin. I don't see where I'm against God or against the law. Of course, I'm scared if police stop me because I have to break. I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes we attach ourselves to useless things when God is going beyond. A man always stick to the useless thing. Because you are still legalist. You still in your hands. You are not in that grace, in that love. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Tu l'ameresti comunque e restereste attaccato. Esattamente così. E voi donne farete la stessa cosa con vostro marito. Proprio così. A volte il
sometimes
posto,
women become the place or men see some little Jezebel all painted up, you know, and you go around for her, maybe you go a good life, and then you call yourself a Christian, shame on you. You need another dose of the altar, that's right. And some of you women look around at some little old guy with his hair slicked down and now Vaseline on it. Open his mouth and then you, some little old girl here not long ago, this ain't a joke. Because I don't mean to tell as a joke, but people knows that this is no place to joke. By a little old girl here, there was fine boys here, Christian boy, long time ago, when I was pastoring here, we used to have just young men's classes, and I speak to the young women on Sunday afternoon about sex and things, and the next Sunday afternoon, speak to the young men and try to get those things curbed out. Some little girl started going with some little of shrimp, downtown, old shrimp. I don't know if it's the original version, but he's talking about old shrimp. Smoked cigarette and had a flask in his pocket. And he drove a little roadster car around town. I could see what she seen in that ball. He wouldn't come to church. He'd sit out there, put her in church out here. And then he sat out there on the outside in his car and wait. Wouldn't come in church. I said to her one day, she lived in New Albany. I said, I won't ask you something, girlie. war in the world do you see in that boy? He said, first place, he hate the very religion that you have. He despised your Christ. He will never make you an husband. He would make you miserable all your life. And I said, well, there are fine little Christian boy here that you could go with. And there your dad and your mother despise the thoughts of you going out. But you go anywhere out and you think I'm sweet 16. She start wearing makeup and running out. This brother preached this sermon that was of 57. And here, this young girl was 16 years old. Here, maybe was talking, he could say, I'm more than major, I can go out. We can see the behavior. Today, it's not different. It's the same thing today. She started wearing makeup.
But then,
and you know what excuse a girl gave me back there? She started wearing makeup, running up.
Ora è andata nell'eternità, ma dunque lei stava lì. E sapete quale scusa quella ragazza mi diede da quella volta? Che amava quel ragazzo? Disse, ha dei piedini così carini e ha un tipo profumo.
He got so cute little feet and smell good, smell so good. Could you imagine that? Perfuming himself up. That is a sissy, not a man. He was talking about cute little feet. It's a terrible thing. You can see where the foolishness of devil, where the devils push people for them to be completely out. Look, I said, sister, I'd rather go with a Christian boy that had feet like gravel cars and smelled like a polecat if he was absolutely a Christian, a sister, not a man. Excuse. The little roadhouse runner finally ruined the life of the girl. It's shame, disgraceful. Marriage is honorable, but it should be entered prayerfully and reverently. And genuine love for that woman will bind you together forever. What you bind on earth, I bind it in the heaven. When you walk down to the street yonder, she may get old and gray and wrinkled, but that same love you had for her when she was young, beautiful woman, you still have it. You may get stoop-shouldered, bald-headed, and wrinkled face, and everything else, but she loves you just like you did when you stand with wide shoulder and curly hair, and she's really God. For you are looking to time when you have crossed the river yonder.
Poiché guarderai al tempo in cui avrai attraversato il fiume laggiù, quando farai un salto indietro,
when you spring back again to the young and woman to live together forever. Here, behold, according to this, there is a small circular letter that Brother Frank of 15 September 70. Is a special letter because it's conformed to the word of God and is a life. It's life for young men, those who want to get married or want to give have a husband. I advise you to read it and to get what is right. Because that is a blessing. Because he has said, if it's truly God, if it's truly of God, you love him exactly the same way you used to love him when he was strong, etc. If he's of God, it's going to happen. If he doesn't come from God, and that's what we see generally today.
Quella è la promessa eterna di Dio. Egli ha detto che lo avrebbe fatto. Egli, non soltanto quello, ci arriveremo tra un minuto. Egli giurò che lo avrebbe fatto.
Listen, listen to this as we go home. Who is made after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of endless life?
For,
now I'm going to read firstly. We read fastly so we can get it. For he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. As long as there be neither a priest, he'll be a priest. Amen. For there is evident that this annulling of the commandment, going before the witness of unprofitability thereof. For the law made nothing perfect. The law did not bring anything of accomplishment. Man born in sin, man could not, never, as Paul could say, when you are just out, you go astray of one of the commandments, you already sin against all the law. For this reason, we're talking about grace. Because the law did not bring anything to accomplishment. God has given us grace. This is a wonderful thing. There was no other possibility. Man under the law, if we were under law, we would be all lost.
Non si può, non importa quello che fate. Se smettete di bere,
you can't, no matter what you do, you quit drinking, quit smoking, quit telling lies, go to church and try to do this and try to do that, you are still carnal. That's just law. The law makes nothing perfect. But what makes perfect? Christ. Glory.
Potrei smettere di mentire.
Am I quit lying, quit stealing, quit committing adultery, quit chewing, quit all the things, and I'm still carnal?
Dio non lo riceve.
God don't receive it. Because I have nothing to offer him in propitiation. So, there must be a changement of nature. There must be something that's happened for us to receive the blood of Jesus Christ, to receive the work of Jesus Christ. If not, I'd be always under the law. I could not grow. I could never get the perfection of Christ because there is the law in the midst. And you can become good for yourself. But that's a man cannot do that, and God never tolerate it. There's a changement of nature, a desire. But the minute that I lay my hand up on the blessed head of the Lord Jesus, and I said, Lord, I'm not good. Will you take me as your servant? And God kisses away my sin. Stand perfect in the sight of God. That's right. Why? I'm not standing on my own merit. I'm standing on His. And He's the perfected us. He has perfected us through His suffering and His blood. You see, when He's saying, I lay my hand upon the blessed head of the Lord. When in the book of Leviticus, when the sinner has to offer the sacrifices to put the hand over the head of the lamb and confess his sin, and that was a sacrifice with the good smell for the Lord. And from that time, he was justified. But that offer was accepted by God, but it could not last. Hallelujah. Now it's different.
Vedo che è tempo di chiudere. Ma voglio finire di leggere.
I see time is time to close, but I won't finish reading this if can quickly. Going before the weakness and unprofitability thereof. For the law made nothing perfect. The law is useless. He's just showing that me and you are sinners. God has given that for me and you to see that we are sinners. We needed something else more than law. What's the better hope? Christ. By which we draw nigh unto God. Why? Through all our goodness and our goodness and all our goodness we are still coming. Only through of God, but once in the presence of God, recognizing that we could never stand there, only through the merit of Jesus Christ, then we draw nigh unto Him through the merit of His Son. Lord, I come to you with an innocent heart in the name of Thy Son Jesus. Please receive me, oh brother. You are coming by a living way then. Not, Lord, you know I quit drinking. You know I treat my wife right. You know I do this, I do that. You have nothing to offer. You see? You can see the difference is important here. It's important as life and death. You are, that's me, like you are a Christian under law. There is nothing that changed, but you are still under the law. For the law of the carnal commandment could do nothing but bringing in another update. That hope which is Christ, amen. We have as the anchor of the soul, steadfast and sure. Watch as so much. In so much as not with and not he, pronom. If you notice here, is in italic letter. He was made priest, not only a priest, but he was made priest in heart. Not now. Watch. Let's get the rest of priesthood. For those priests, the Leviticals, just, righteous, honest men, those priests were made without a knot. God just said, after the order of Aaron, that he has made these priests. They come down through generation. They go to school and learn to be preachers and so forth. They come down. So God made them priests like that. They made themselves priests by their education, by their inheritance, and so forth. But this man was made a priest by a knot of oath that God took. You see? You think today? You think that today is different? Pay attention. May God help us to understand this. Do you believe that today is different? We see all our pastors. I don't know how to say it. I've noticed that. Someone, everyone is pastor. A pastor made by someone. That's the worst thing. Brother Branham was made by God. Was ordained by God. Brother Frank, also him, he was ordained. He was ordained by God. God has spoke to him like with his voice. Do you understand where I want to go? But all others, they making themselves pastors. Everyone is preacher. Okay. They are all in this way, but not ordained by God. You see the thing? When he's ordained by God, he cannot go back. There can be a changement, that is a definite thing. But a man, he take another man,
la discendenza as
like the Levite
rose
according to the law, according to man.
Ma adesso viene qualcuno che sopra l'uomo, cioè al di là,
but
dove Dio stesso per giuramento ha confermato.
Here we are talking about something that coming above man. Is God himself ordaining that?
E questo che ha fatto. Se lo possiamo leggere, dobbiamo,
and we can read it.
Ricordare di nuovo qui,
we can go back
in Ebrei capitolo 6.
In Hebrew chapter 6.
Ebrei capitolo 6.
Hebrew chapter 6.
Versetto 17.
Verse 17. So we can see the whole picture of the thing.
Volendo Dio viene maggiormente dimostrata agli eredi della promessa, come il suo consiglio, come il suo consiglio è immutabile.
6:13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, and this oath was Jesus Christ.
Il giuramento è Cristo.
The oath was Christ. Christ is the hope of this promise.
Is
unchangeable. That verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, he might have a strong consolation. Who have fled for refuge lay upon to the hope set before us. There are two immutable things, unchangeable things: the oath, the promise, and the. That is the confirmation. Unchangeable, immutable, grace, love, life. Hallelujah. Have you got it?
Amen.
I'm happy that you think amen.
And
it's important.
For
the consequence of this oath, it was also said to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ma egli lo è con giuramento, per opera di colui che ha detto: il Signore l'ha giurato e non si pentirà. Amen. Tu sei sacerdote eterno secondo l'ordine di Melchisede, e di tanto più eccellente del primo il patto, del quale Gesù è divenuto grande.
Amen. Allora, c'è
Salmo 110, verse 4. Alleluia.
Sì.
We can start from verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast dew of the youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art. Deep psalm, we can, if we have to go in detail, we can go to it tomorrow morning. Verse 5, the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Verse 6, he shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the head of many countries. And shall drink of the brook of the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Here we can see the promise, the oath and the promise.
Is
a guarantee for us that the Lord has done it for us.
Ora rapidamente. Inoltre, quelli che sono stati fatti sacerdoti in gran numero, perché per la morte erano impediti di durare.
Thousand times of priests, because they had nothing but just death and infirmities, and death and death and death. But watch him. But this man, one man, Jesus, because he continue ever at an unchangeable priesthood. Where are wherefore is able also to save them to the utmost, no matter how far, how stooped, how far away, is able to save the utmost that's come unto God by him, no with on your righteousness, but on your confession. See, is through what we are really. You see, I want just to say this. We can talk about priests and Levites. They pass during time. And today is full. For this reason, God has to grant that grace to discern who been ordained according to the order of Melchizedek. For this reason, I say, Brother Frank, I was talking about Brother Frank, also Brother Frank, he's the same. He heard the audible voice. God ordained him with an audible voice. Amen. It was not a man choosing him. It was not the law or the carnal, but it was God. May God help us in greater grace to see all these things. And we see also today how many people are in this way of legalism. They are under law. May God help the bride to go out of this confusion and to put herself under the authority of the true word of the true word of God. Amen. May God bless us. We can stop here. Can we stand up? Thank you, Jesus. Brother Salvatore asked if you can pray for him. Prayer. We need a prayer. Wonderful Heavenly Father, here we before you. We are like one man before you. We have seen that this law, we have seen grace, you have helped us fully to choose grace, to come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, and to put ourselves one another under the authority of your name, under authority of this grace, of this work that being accomplished in Golgotha, where the blood is still in the altar, where the blood is justifying our heart, and where with oath you have given us with oath this man, the glorious man Jesus Christ, oh Lord, as we desire more and more, how we want to keep him straight in our heart, for us to remove unbelief, on contrary, and to see you day after day walking in our life. Remove all our carnal thoughts. You are in the midst of your church to glorify your name. Bless our house. Sanctify for your glory. What we have read today, tonight, you have granted grace. And may this blessing come down upon us and in our heart for us to bring fruits for us. We need a lot of things. You know, it's necessary that you come day after day in our life for us to see you, to see this pillar of fire, to see what you have done, this rainbow, this cloud, and to see you that you're walking with us. Lord, strengthen your church. Great grace. Great grace to those who are listening to us. Oh Lord, let us get deeper and deeper in your thoughts and in your word. That's our desire. For this reason, we say, bless us. Bless our brother Salvatore. He needed deliverance. And we know all that you can come down and manifest your hand right. Oh Lord, your deliverance. Out of sins, out of all kind of unbelief. And for him to come before you, Lord. And for him to seek you as his personal Savior, like the only one who can all things, asking that in the name of Jesus Christ. And we believe you are listening as well, our meet you, listening our heart. And our prayer, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All those who are home, may you bless them, may the blessing reach them where they are. You are wonderful. We do not have words to thank you. And once again, to this night for what you have done for us. They are wonderful words. They are deep words. Help us to keep walking in this way as you are the captain of our life. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you in the precious name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Reading your word and listening your word, we realizing what a grace we are about to see. You came on this earth as a man, weak, but you went out victorious. In sufferings, you became perfect. Oh, also us, we want this perfection. We want, Lord, this perfect love, that love that's only through your Spirit you can have. We want to reach that perfect stature of Christ. May your word, oh Lord, is a guarantee. We base ourselves upon your word, not upon our thoughts, not upon our works. No, Lord, we thank you. We are trusting in you for the sacrifice you have done, you have given us on the cross, where you pay our sins and our infirmities, and you listen to our prayers. We pray for our brother Salvatore. We pray for each one of us also, for our family member, for each one of people that come in our heart. We thank you. We want to walk the way you have walked and walking in your word through the means of faith. Thank you again for your word tonight, because Lord, we have found grace before you. Yeah. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Because really, you know our heart. Help us for us to die and to surrender ourselves totally to you. We commit all in your hand. Bless Brother Bruno. Bless, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless. Give us, grant us everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Grazie. Vieni con te, ti voglio bene.